There were actually four issues before voters across Sonoma County yesterday, including a city council seat in Hillsburg and a parcel tax renewal to support the hospital in Sonoma. But Measure C, the referendum on the Santa Rosa City Council's bid to enact a limited rent control measure, far outshouted the others. Not necessarily because passions ran high around that issue, noted City Council member Julie Combs, a strong backer, but because of an unprecedented influx of outside money.
They spent nearly $1 million, the largest amount spent at the Santa Rosa level ever, and they flooded people with mail, with advertisements, with radio, digital ads. It was pretty hard to escape their message.
But Councilman Tom Schwethelm, who joined the No on C campaign, sees that quite differently.
Who's doing most of the building in the community right now for the homes? It's outside money. It's not disappointing to me, or it's not surprising to me, that if people from the outside are choosing to invest in Santa Rosa, and if they feel protecting that investment would be a No on C, to me it makes complete sense.
Both council members agree, however, that rising rents remain a difficult issue for Santa Rosa. And Combs notes there are some other related efforts to address the city's housing crunch already underway.
We have a rental inspection program coming forward. We have our whole 24-point housing plan to continue. We've got to get Roseland annexed. And I think the coalition that came together around the Yes on C campaign is going to be really helpful in the future. I think we're going to see them as a force in our city moving forward.
Housing concerns also led indirectly to the election in Hillsburg. Voters there elected a trio of council members last November, but they also soundly rejected Measure R, which would have allowed greater numbers of new homes to be built in the North County city. Councilman Eric Ziedrich, a strong backer of the defeated measure, then resigned in frustration, creating an additional opening. Four candidates ran to fill that vacancy, including former Councilman Gary Plass, who had missed re-election to a fourth term by just 20 votes last November. Also, Leah Gold, who served on the council a decade earlier. She prevailed with more than half the electorate's total vote. She feels they see her as a potential agent of change.
It's an interesting time in Hillsburg. There's a lot of community activism. I've had the feeling that the community was ready for things to be done a little bit differently, if they had leadership that would lead them that way. So I felt it was a time that I could be effective. Perhaps. We'll see.
In Sonoma, voters have been supporting their local hospital through a parcel tax for the past 15 years. Measure E, to extend that funding for another 5 years, also increased it by $55 to a total of $250 per parcel, a levy expected to raise about $3.8 million each year. It passed with more than two-thirds of the vote, which hospital booster Doug McKisson noted was a bounce back from March, when an identical measure fell just short.
We tried to renew it in March, and it failed by 120 votes or something. We thought people would understand the necessity of a hospital, and people were complacent, and then all of a sudden it didn't pass.
That second try succeeded just 3.5 weeks before the prior funding would have ended. And there was one other matter decided. Santa Rosa's Measure E to establish cannabis business tax rates within the city was unopposed. It passed by a 3-to-1 margin. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.